Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Hundreds of people are under quarantine today on the campuses of UCLA and Cal State Los Angeles after two students infected with measles came in contact with hundreds of students and staff. About 700 measles cases have been reported across 22 states now. It is the largest outbreak since measles was eradicated in the United States 19 years ago. President Trump today called on people to get vaccinated.
They have to get the shot. The vaccinations are so important. This is really going around now. They have to get their shots.
Dr. Robert Redfield is the director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Doctor, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you.
And how will this quarantine in California work, and what will you be watching for over the next several days?
Well, the decisions on how to try to limit the spread are obviously local decisions that are made. It's not uncommon for college campuses then to try to identify individuals that have been exposed and to try to request that those individuals stay limited into their rooms. The problem with measles is that it is highly, highly infectious. And the challenge is that it's highly infectious 3-4 days prior to getting any symptoms in the rash.
So some of these students and faculty might have to stay sequestered up to several days, it sounds like. At what point can they be cleared?
Well, it really does take about 2 weeks on average from the time you're exposed to measles to the time that you may actually develop clinical symptoms of measles. So in general, we recommend that individuals that have been exposed not circulate for up to 21 days.
How concerned are you, generally speaking, about this outbreak?
Well, we think this is a very serious situation. It does have the potential to regain a foothold in the United States and then, you know, put us back have to renew efforts to once again try to eradicate it.
And it's deadly. I mean, right? It's probably worth pointing out that this is not like the chicken pox.
Now, this disease does have mortality associated with it, usually in a well-nourished population, probably in the order of 1 to 1,000 can actually die, but many can actually get serious pneumonias or serious encephalitis, which would potentially have serious long-term sequelae. So it's a serious infection.
We heard the president at the White House say today that people should get their measles shot. But in 2014, he tweeted out a conspiracy theory. He wrote that a healthy young child goes to the doctor, gets pumped with massive shot of many vaccines, doesn't feel good, and changes. Autism. Many such cases. Doctor, that came from the man who is now the president of the United States. Isn't it messages like that that got us into this dangerous situation?
I'm really happy that the president came out today to recommend people get vaccinated. I think it's very important. We can say, and I can say as the director of CDC, that vaccination does not cause autism. It's really important. I think the key message is that right now about 94% of parents vaccinate their children. We want to get that last 6% to vaccinate their children. I think the key area there is some people are sort of the worried well. They don't want to make a mistake that might harm their children, and our message is that these vaccines are safe. They do not cause autism. Others have really gotten disinformation, as you mentioned, from groups that promote anti-vaccination.
And those messages are the same ones that the president was writing about in 2014, correct?
I can't really comment about that. As I said, I'm very excited to hear the president come out this morning and remind the American public that it's important they get vaccination. WHO this year did something really that's unprecedented. They actually listed vaccine hesitancy as one of the 10 major global health threats that the world faces today. And so, again, our message, the president's message this morning, was to get vaccinated.
And this outbreak was caused, I just want to be clear, by people failing to get vaccinated because the vaccination rate was falling. Does that sound right?
What's happened in this case, where the three major outbreaks we have, two in New York and the one in Washington, they really started from individuals who traveled abroad, where you wouldn't think if I'm going to go to Europe on vacation, I have to worry about I might get measles. But the reality is you do have to worry that you might get measles. And the reason you might get measles in Europe is because there are lower vaccination rates and measles is circulating right now in Europe. It's circulating in the Middle East. It's circulating in Africa. Actually, in the last year and a half, 2 years, we've had a 300% increase in new measles case on a globally. Hmm. And so this is why we really encourage people that before they're going to travel, make sure they're vaccinated, particularly against measles. And you are right, how this got a foothold is unfortunately we have pockets of individuals who have chosen not to get vaccinated. And we're going to continue to encourage people to please, please reconsider, take advantage of vaccines, not just for measles, because I think measles is sort of the canary in the mine, that there are other vaccine-preventable diseases that we could see reemerging if people don't take advantage of the vaccines that are available for to prevent these infections that once were commonplace.
That's Dr. Robert Redfield, the director of the Centers for Disease Control. Doctor, thanks for your time. Thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you very much.